Tuesday, August the 9th. Welcome to the Your World Podcast. I'm Jacob.
I'm Trevor.
I'm Jess.
And I'm Gary.
Hey! Hey, Gary.
It's too loud in here.
He just winced so hard when he said
it's
hey.
It's because Gary is out of podcast mode.
Yeah,
he doesn't have podcast fever anymore.
It's also very early in the morning.
It is early in the morning.
It's not that early.
It's early for me. Okay.
Sorry. Maybe it's late for some of us.
Maybe.
Not me.
No.
Just some of us.
Some of us.
Good. We did beg Gary to come back since players wanted him so badly to come back.
Yep.
So welcome to episode 50 of the O-World Podcast with Gary.
With Gary.
Ooh. I aim to please.
We didn't beg that hard.
No, we really didn't.
You're like, you want to come? And I was like, all right.
Yeah, sure. Like, what am I doing?
Yeah.
Nothing. So one thing that Trevor mentioned before we get started is we've kind of stopped introducing who we are and what we actually do when it comes to Yo World.
Yep.
So we're going to do that because, you know, as Stan Lee once said, every comic book could be someone's first comic book. Every podcast could be someone's first podcast.
What a weird reference to make.
Yeah.
Not at all.
That was a leap.
It was weird, but it was good. It was very appropriate.
Yes,
good job.
See? Thank you. For the sycophant has come to my rescue.
I thought you said Stanley is in one name, though.
Yeah.
And I was like,
my buddy Stanley once said. I am Jacob. I'm the producer on Your World. I handle content mostly, making sure that you guys get all the stuff that you want in the game.
Yeah.
And then this one over here.
This one, they have no idea who you're pointing at.
They do now. Follow along.
I am Jess. I'm Yo World's community manager, so you'll see me playing around in the game and talking on the forums and bringing back all your feedback to Jacob and Gary and everybody else on the Yo World team and just generally having a blast.
She's a delightful cherub of joy.
She does bug me a lot, so that's definitely true.
Yeah.
Good job bothering everyone.
Mm-hmm. That's my job.
Literally her job. Yeah, so I'm Gary. I'm the product manager for Yo World and Fish World. So I kind of think of what the features should be and when they go out and all that kind of cool stuff. So if there's new features in the game that you don't like, that's my fault. And if you do like them, it's also my fault. Yeah. So
Gary's the boss man.
Yeah.
We call him the BM.
They never called me that.
Yep.
And I'd rather you didn't start.
Please don't call him that.
Definitely don't call me that. Yeah, so I spend the most of my time just thinking about how to improve the game and, you know, what people are asking for and all that kind of stuff. So
nice. Mm-hmm. And I am Trevor, and I work as a player happiness engineer. So what I do on a day-to-day basis is help players with their support requests, anything that might not be working in the game. I help make sure everything is back.
Get out your happiness wrench.
Yep.
Tune the happiness engine.
Totally. I know. I'm an engineer. That's what I tell my friends and family.
Yeah.
And
they're like, did you go to school for that? And you're like, yes.
Yes.
Happiness University.
Totally. So that's it. That's us.
That's us.
If you're a first-time listener, there you go.
Sweet.
I wish that we had callers. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Maybe one day.
Maybe.
So I'm just going to read this whole podcast plan that we've laid out verbatim because Trevor and Jess put it together and then Gary and I showed up.
Yeah. It was mostly Jess. I cannot take much credit for that. That was a lot of Jess.
Was it really a lot of you?
Yeah.
It seems so keenery though.
Needed it to be planned and
well,
ready.
You did a terrific job.
Thanks.
I skimmed it while I was on the train, so I really don't know what's going on. So
yeah, Gary took a late night train back home last night.
Yeah. So I'm
just
still,
for
I'm,
this.
Yep. Yeah. Just for this, just to be in time.
Yeah, Gary was at our office in Toronto because we have two offices now, mm-hmm. one in London, Ontario, one in Toronto, Ontario. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we shuttle back and forth.
On trains.
Yes.
On trains.
Which, I mean, there's worse things. The train's not bad.
I like taking the train to Toronto.
You can get things done.
Well,
the train.
My train trip actually last night was pretty amazing because I got sitting next to a British guy who was beyond strange, who spilled his tea on me.
Oh,
how British.
And then a Via Rail attendant also, I guess, doubled as a children's entertainer and was making balloon animals and doing magic tricks for all the kids.
What?
That's pretty fantastic,
yeah,
actually.
It was pretty interesting times.
You got the best train.
When you said also, I thought you meant that the balloon entertainer also spilled tea on you. Like everyone took turns spilling tea on you.
It was his fault, technically, because the entertainer came along to the guy sitting next to me and he was using some sort of guillotine trick. Mm-hmm. You put your finger in and they kind of put it down and it cuts your finger off sort of thing.
Oh, how fun.
Yeah. You know, but in order to put his finger through the hole, he kind of leaned forward and knocked his tea table over and it got tea all over me. So it was great.
Oh.
During that story, I would like you to know I was willing a sneeze to stay in, and now I have a very bad headache.
I looked over at Jacob, and he's like slowly just like shaking at one point in time. Like, my, you okay,
my face is just contorting.
Well, everyone we'll thanks okay. you. There's Excellent. No there's no listeners that are gonna say rip headphones. So
it's true.
Yeah, you're good.
Yeah, I do sneeze very loudly. Mm-hmm. That's my thing.
You do everything very loudly.
It's true.
Not everything. I sleep quietly.
No, I bet you sleep as loudly as sleep can be done. Oh.
I have you know story.
What's really funny? Is that that's not even wrong.
Jacob occasionally laughs himself to sleep, but nice. Apparently it's funny.
Yeah, my wife, the one night we had gone to bed, and as I was falling asleep, this happened. And it woke me up, and it woke my wife up, and we were both just like... What?
It woke you up?
Yeah, like, I woke myself up like because dog. Apparently a ship was coming in.
You're like that dog that farts itself awake. You're like, oh.
I'm exactly like that dog.
It's worth noting at this point that this is not part of the podcast plan. We did not plan to tell Jacob
this was all outlined
dog fart stories.
Yeah.
So, fun things are happening, according to the list.
So, what's going to happen with this podcast? We're recording on Tuesday. This is going to go live for everybody on Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern time. And then Trevor and I are going to run around hosting events.
Totally.
So, there will be some content that's coming out to celebrate episode 50. And then, players, if you're listening, start some parties.
Yeah.
You start a party. Trevor and I are going to go party hopping. And if we show up and you yell a random phrase at us... I don't know. The plan says pickles. I just picked a word.
I'm totally okay with yelling pickles. Yeah. That's fine.
So players, yell pickles if you see Trevor or I.
Yep.
And you'll win prizes.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Secret, mysterious prizes.
It's like a code word.
Yeah.
We're like a cool little club.
I don't know why it's always pickles. I don't know.
Yeah, it's fine.
Pickles are delicious. Have you ever put pickles on a hot dog?
Yes. So good.
Man.
So good.
It's called relish. I think a lot of people do
it. Dill pickles.
I'm kidding.
Dill pickles.
Sliced dill pickles or dill relish.
Yeah. Any kind of relish, really.
Okay.
Zucchini relish, delightful.
I'm glad to see that the podcast still devolves into food talk constantly.
It gets worse the closer we get to lunch.
Oh, I see. That makes sense.
That's why we do it so early.
Yeah.
And I mean, the proud tradition of only talking about food was carried through with Roger onto Trevor.
Yep.
Everyone's hungry.
I mean, I love food, like, just as much as the next guy. So when someone gives me a chance to talk about it.
I don't know if that's true.
You don't think I like food?
Depends
no, it's because you're slim. So I don't think that you love food as much as the next guy, if the next guy is, for example,
me. You may love
me.
Food, but have self-control. And that's the difference.
Oh.
You see?
Yeah.
This is an unfamiliar concept to me and you, but to Trevor...
I love both food
I'm
and myself.
I'm flattered right now, but yeah, no, I love food.
Yeah.
Trust me.
He is a trim man.
Yeah. I just have a weird metabolism. Say that.
Sure. It'll catch up to you, I'm sure.
Great.
It's 10 years down the road, Fat Trevor.
Yeah. I still love food.
So, podcast listening party.
Yeah.
So you can host a podcast listening party event in the grand opening category. Make sure it's named Podcast Party.
Yeah. Well, yeah, Trevor and I have to know where we're going.
It's true. We're not going to jump into every single party there is in the list.
Yes.
But
especially not the ones in the dating section.
Especially not the ones in the dating section. Although we'll occasionally jump into those ones just to see what's going on.
I have definitely jumped into those ones before, and people are like, what, a Vikings here? And I'm like, what are you people up to? Vikings will be visiting the parties during that time. I may find the opportunity to pop on. I'm not going to be in the office on Friday, but I am going to be on the internet on Friday.
Yeah.
Because that is where things are.
You'll be plugged in.
So we'll see. But for the next maybe 2 to 3 hours, so from 3 till maybe 6 at the latest. So host those parties.
We'll be jumping in, giving a few giveaways.
Yeah.
It'll be so much excitement.
We're going to have some fun.
Saying you're going to be on the internet dates you a hell of a lot. I just wanted you to know that.
In the internet? On the web?
On the web. That will date you even more.
I'm going to get online.
On the World Wide Web.
Yes, I'm going to dial up the interwebs.
Don't use the phone, Mom.
Oh, man.
That was
I don't
worst.
Think you were even alive for
I
that.
I was absolutely alive for that. Come on.
I had 3 phone lines.
3 phone lines?
I had one for the internet, one for the home phone line, and one for my BBS.
I was going to be like, one for the FBI.
You were a rich nerd, machine, apparently. Like,
no, I worked at a computer store to pay for my other nerdly habits.
Oh, I see. That makes sense.
Nerdly.
We'll be talking about features this week, as well as discussing upcoming art. We'll be going over some of our players' favorite Yo memories. Mm-hmm. We'll be holding two draws.
Two postcard draws.
But wait, keep going.
And then we're going to be introducing Yo Tip of the Week and the Yo World Help Center.
Yes.
Woo-woo.
We'll be playing a game of Viking Feud.
I'm so excited, though.
And then we'll be doing a grand prize draw.
Mm-hmm.
However, all of the prizes are grand. So.
They are.
Yeah, that's true.
But
you're going to give away a grand? I want to be in that prize.
Me too.
That'd be nice.
Send us a postcard. Come on, Gary. Where's your postcard?
I'll send you a postcard for $1,000. Sure. Yeah,
that seems like a really good ROI.
I'll send you postcards all day. I'll stay home and send postcards.
That is not what is being given.
Well, the thing is, you don't want to send just that like many postcards.
Now, we're going to send one very special postcard sender a prize pack.
Yeah, whole box of goodies.
So, three prizes today. If you've sent us a postcard, send us postcards. We'll keep drawing them.
Yay!
Yeah!
We have a bunch to read off today, too, so I'm super excited.
Yeah.
Yes. So, on the features side, we have Gray Stephenson here to introduce them.
I had missed that that name you keep calling me for some reason.
Gray Stephenson?
Yeah.
It's because we got an email from a player saying that they had spoken to a Gray Stephenson.
They might have, but it wasn't me.
You had some doppelganger that was like...
Or Gary Thompson.
It could be Gary Thompson.
Yeah.
That's good stuff. Some mischievous players like to impersonate me in all kinds of great ways, and they usually ruin my name in some way. So it's excellent.
Which is foolhardy, because you're inimitable.
Well, I appreciate you saying that.
Well, you're the only person like you I've ever met.
I don't know if that's good or bad.
It is a good thing. I'm feeling very sweet today.
Okay. I was going to say,
I'm just sitting here complimenting everybody.
You guys can sit next to each other if you want.
No, it's totally fine. I'm good. All right. So obviously, recently we've launched a bunch of stuff. Video ads are now working well, and players are getting all kinds of coins from that, which is excellent. And we launched our VIP feature, which seems to be going over really well as well.
Yep.
Just V1. We've got a bunch of plans for V2 that we're looking into. I know Jess had already spoken about the fact that we wanted to add a VIP store and all kinds of other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And we put out a survey recently just to kind of find out what you guys actually wanted.
Yeah. The content team is actually working on VIP exclusives right now.
So. Oh, cool. For next month.
Yep.
Excellent. Yeah. We thought rather than just kind of take a stab at what we thought you might want, we just kind of ask you.
Yeah.
Seemed like a better idea.
It's always a better idea.
It's always a better idea. And then coming up, we've been working on for such a long time on content creation tools. So basically all the cool items that you put in the game, you want to make that faster, more efficient, more error free. So that's an ongoing process for us. We have a really exciting feature, which is basically we're going to celebrate your birthday. So basically, depending on how long you've been in the game and what level you are, you're going to get a nice birthday treat once a year. So that will be coming out relatively soon as well.
That's your in-game birthday, not your real life birthday.
Yeah, you can set whatever date you want, but you can't change it. So, you know, it's up to you. Everyone will get the, you know,
it's a once a year thing.
Yep.
Yeah. Exactly.
We're going to release it on September the 1st, say, and everyone's birthday is magically going to be September the 1st.
Yeah. Just fine.
Yeah, that's up to them.
Yeah.
We're also doing something pretty cool where we have updated the casino, and by this time you will have actually seen this, where when you play poker dice, which appears to be the most popular game, funnily enough, 95% of all kind of activity within the casino happens within poker dice. So basically, if you manage to win one of the top three hands on poker dice, you also get some items, which is pretty neat. So that's going to be exciting as well. One other thing, so we're basically trying to make sure that we're measuring how happy our fans are with the games. So we're going to be doing a satisfaction survey that pops up randomly to people around once a week. Just kind of check in, see how people are feeling about the game and what they're happy about, what they're not happy about. A very fast thing. We don't want to take a lot of people's time. And that way we can actually make sure that, you know, the game's going well and that people are happy and all that kind of good stuff, which will be really good. We're also updating the ticketing system. So, I mean, we already talked about, and you would have already seen that we have updated the help center so that rather than sending a ticket right away, we give you some self-help articles so you don't have to wait for a reply from us, because right now our response times are far too long. We're trying to resolve that for you guys.
They're improving right now, but we are still struggling under sort of the volume.
Well, we hired two new people to come on board and help us out, and we're trying to update the game to try and generate less tickets. A, we want to cause less errors that generate tickets. things, but B, help players help themselves. That's why we added the log and all these kind of things.
So and we've released a number of major features in a row as well, right? And yeah. That does tend to increase the amount of player response that we get.
Exactly. And so, you know, we're going to better categorize how the ticketing system works and all this kind of stuff and try to handle more things automatically so players can get help right away. So that will be ongoing as well. And Jess also noted that we're fixing a bug where wearing an item doesn't let you sell others of the same item. So I imagine that's a hot ticket bug right now.
I've heard about that for more than 2 years now.
2 years, wow.
And I think we're finally at a place where we can look into it and hopefully it will be fixed sooner rather than later. Mm-hmm. But I also have no idea what is entailed in this bug, so I can't promise anything.
Yeah. It really depends on how complicated it is, but we have a new guy on board, Richard. I don't know if he's been on the podcast yet, but
not yet.
He's another producer on New World, and he's kind of taking over, making sure that all the bugs are fixed in a timely manner and making
Roger 2.0,
basically, yeah. And so, you know, he'll be taking care of all that kind of stuff. So we're going to make sure that we get the high priority stuff fixed and out and not annoying you guys.
Yeah, it'll be neat. Stuff will be good.
Yeah.
On sort of that note, we did release some podcast surveys, where we heard that players want to hear more information about Yo World on these podcasts. So there you go. That was a lot.
There was a lot of Gary related information. Yeah. It was really nice.
I thought you were like, so there's some information. We had a survey and you said you wanted more. There you go.
But we will try to make them a little more information heavy.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, the thing was, I always worried that giving too much information wouldn't be very interesting.
Yeah. You know? I think we did too, but. Yeah.
Well, we've told people that the idea is generally to keep it sort of lighthearted and entertaining. Mm-hmm. But people have asked for a little bit more information, which isn't a problem. Mm-hmm. At one point, a player had actually asked, they made a request that we put in like a beep. Like a tone, so they would know when we were doing informational discussion and when we were just sort of goofing around having a good time. And the counterpoint to that was sort of, but how will you hear the beep unless you
still have to listen to it?
Yeah. I mean, the thing we'd have to do is basically actually break the podcast down to various time markers as to what's happening in different areas.
I mean, a solution could actually be just to release a truncated version of only information for the podcast.
Yeah, sure. I mean, we also do the whole thing where we transcribe it, right?
Or so you could just read the notes.
You can just read the notes, and that way you can skim past the fluff.
Exactly.
Right? So
that's what I'm here for. All fluff.
I consider everything Jacob says to be fluff. It's true. Inside and outside of this podcast.
Nothing but fluff.
Nothing but fluff.
He's a fluffy man.
Yep.
Weird.
Your world history.
Yeah, I thought it might be a neat idea to go into what's happened in the month of August over the last 2 years.
Yeah.
Specifically this time with regard to features and me, apparently.
Yes. So August 1st of 2014, we launched YoPass.
Ooh.
Does it feel like that long ago?
No.
It really doesn't.
Not at all.
No.
That was our commitment to safe and secure, too. When we first took over the game from Zynga, obviously our biggest concern was making sure that players are always safe and secure and that their accounts can't be compromised. Mm-hmm. And we have lived up to that promise.
Yeah.
To this date.
And we did a lot of behind-the-scenes work to get that done as well. I mean, I personally have impersonated or, you know, pretended to be in the circle of hackers to find out kind of what they're doing and all this kind of stuff.
Gary's a sneaky guy.
He puts on his black mask and he gets into it.
So
he calls himself Grace DeFonson.
And that's where it comes from.
Yeah. Actually, one time someone in the company called me Donnie Brasco because I kind of infiltrated these groups bunch of times to find out what they're up to. And that's how we make the game secure, you know, just find out how people are doing stuff and then fix it up. And right now, as far as I can tell, there are absolutely no hacks, exploits, cheats ongoing in your world. The only thing is if you inadvertently give out your account information, you can end up in a bad spot, and that's why we have YoPass and block codes as well.
Yeah. YoPass is a fantastic feature. And I use it. I don't know.
There's so many ways to secure your account, right? If you're using a Gmail account to log into your Facebook, you can put two-factor authentication on that. On the way into Facebook, you can put two-factor authentication on your Facebook.
Yeah.
Going into your world, you can put two-factor authentication going into your world, and then you can put a lock code.
If you do end up losing your phone a lot, perhaps that system's not for you, and lock codes might be the way to go. I mean, even I load up your world, and it's like, hey, enter your YoPass, and I'm like, you know, damn.
You can always print your backup codes, though.
You can. But, you know, I open up YoPass, and I'm like, oh, this is a pain. But then I get in there, and I'm like, well, you know what?
Yeah,
how bad would it be if I got hacked. And people were using my account to go and do these things.
Yes, my account has all of the two-factor on pretty much every step of the way because of exactly that. It's all the people.
It's actually an interesting thing that we've had people in the past try to break into our stuff. It happens all the time. We get emails saying, you know, so-and-so has tried to access your account. Mm-hmm. We had one guy calling our, you know, customer support software that we use, calling up those guys and impersonating me and trying to get into our accounts and all this kind of stuff. Yep. It's really relentless. And so, you know, safe and secure isn't just for the players. It's also for us and making sure that, you know, we don't allow these things to happen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's for the good of the game.
Mm-hmm.
And then on August 4th of 2014, Jess joined the Yo World team.
Sure did.
And everything was uphill from there.
Aw, Jacob, you are feeling sweet today.
You know what's funny, though? That's downhill is actually better.
Yeah, it's easier to walk.
Right? Because, like, everything was downhill from there.
You're the worst.
Yeah.
you've heard about an uphill challenge, right?
I mean, exactly. Yeah. Like, you know, it's all downhill from here. Doesn't actually make any sense.
If you're on rollerblades, all downhill from here is like music to your ears.
Unless you're not very good at stopping.
Yeah, no. That's actually, I would be terrified about that.
Yeah, stay on flat ground on rollerblades if you're not very good at it. Top tip.
I was going down a hill on rollerblades once and I was going very, very fast. And then a car ran through the intersection. And so I had to make the choice to bail and throw myself at the ground.
That's never fun.
It was better than running into the car, that's for sure.
I would have kept going.
It hurt.
The takeaway from this is that everything has been better since you've been here, Jess.
Thank you, Trevor.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It also doesn't feel like 2 years ago.
And that Jacob is bad at sports.
Yeah.
And that.
Yeah.
That is
Yeah, true. It definitely doesn't feel like 2 years.
No.
So on August 5th, 2014, you can change your gender in your world for the first time.
Yeah.
I did not know that was a thing.
I didn't think you knew that that was a thing.
Yeah.
You couldn't change between male and female before us.
Yeah. No way.
You were stuck.
You could still dress in you know, female clothing if you're a male and so on and so forth.
But your starter features.
All the starter features couldn't be done. So we were like, why not just let people choose?
I can't imagine the support request we would have received from that. Like, I bought this item, but I can't wear it.
It was my second day. And I had no idea.
It was sort of before, like, and that was at the beginning of us sort of learning how the game worked, right? And one of the things that has changed dramatically is the male-female aspect of the game matters a lot less now because we do have a tendency to make items more unisex, right? We do definitely still have male items and female items, but we have a tendency to make a lot more stuff unisex, so you don't have to do that switching back and forth and sort of be beholden to the system. But that was one of the challenges for learning. You would go in and try to dress them, you'd be like, those are really great eyes, and I'd like them. Oh.
Nope.
They're female eyes. I guess I'll switch over. And then, you know, once you were able to switch over, you're like, okay, I'll switch over. I'll put them on. I'll switch back.
Yeah.
Cool. So it was really, really cool.
Also, if we make less specific gender items sort of thing, then it allows us to spend more time making more items for everyone.
Exactly.
That's true.
More happy people is better.
Woo.
Mm-hmm.
Picture Frame relaunch. Ho-ho.
August 20th, 2014. When we took over, Picture Frames were not a fun time.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I remember this was the first big thing when I started, was Picture Frames weren't working. And then we finally got them working.
I remember on our side, players didn't really see much of this, if I recall, but we fixed them over and over again. And they kept more and more broken.
Yeah. Well, it's a complicated system. It really is.
Because it ties directly into Facebook.
It ties directly into Facebook, yeah. And then even when we did fix it, and then we saw all the kinds of reported pictures that were coming in, people were putting things that weren't appropriate into the picture frames, we kind of regretted it. But you know what? Players wanted the picture frames, so we got them the picture frames. That's what matters.
Yeah. Lesson learned.
Lesson learned.
And then 2015, in August of 2015, episode 25 of the Yo World podcast happened.
Yeah. Oh, and we did it actually live.
Yeah.
Yep.
It was a full year.
Unlistenable is what it was.
If you go back and listen to it, you are correct. Fairly unlistenable.
I listened to it before I started working here, and I was like, I don't think it was as bad as you guys thought it was, but I think it was like...
I drank... so much. Players kept buying me drinks.
Well, here's the thing. We ended up doing episode 50 here, not live, because of how episode 25 went.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, so.
We had so many plans to do events and engagement and like play with players and have fun, and everything broke.
Yeah. It was like the amount of mass.
I think there were people eating disgusting chocolate also, which was pretty great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Vegemite chocolate.
We had Vegemite chocolate.
Yeah.
I want to
eat something. I haven't eaten something on the podcast.
We had a lot of fun with it. It's one of the
Jacob
interesting things.
Jacob can make you some of that chicken that you like.
Yeah.
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 Mexi's Chicken.
Yep.
One of the things, you know, and it always falls under a great problem to have scenario. But one of the things that happened with that live podcast was it was so popular when we did it that everything was breaking because people couldn't get into events. They couldn't get into the live listening party. Like, it was troublesome.
And that's kind of why we decided to do this live listening parties on Friday that we're doing or today when you're listening to it is because we want to make sure we're in the game talking to players and being on the podcast at the same time.
And that was one of the core challenges was trying to be in the game and talk to players while recording a live podcast is really, really hard.
Trying to do two things at once, not really productive. And we've also learned our lesson around trying to pile a bunch of players into one spot. Usually it's not a great time for the game.
Yeah, remember that? Remember Party Crackers, everyone?
Party Crackers.
Party Crackers were a great idea. I stand by that idea.
Oh, they absolutely were.
I 100% agree that the idea was fantastic.
If our servers didn't melt whenever people started rapidly changing zones, whenever Party Crackers dropped, we wouldn't have been in a much
better
spot.
We are not the only people to have had the problem of a great idea that is then melted by its popularity.
Yeah, so maybe once we get our you know, our game in a much more stable spot, because we're changing hosting providers pretty soon, so we don't want to tempt fate with the current one because they keep crashing all the time and kicking everyone offline. It's not great, so we're changing. But once
that's
done,
our server guys went down to Florida.
Yeah, that's
on
true.
On a business trip.
Yeah,
which is not a thing we do a lot of around here.
Almost feels like a kid going, you know, going to work dressed in their dad's suit, you know.
Oh, they had a great time, though.
Oh, I bet they did.
Brent, our server operations guy, who is a computer wizard from outer space, he had so much fun preparing for that because of the issues that we've had. He printed a bunch of support emails and literally had them ready to slap down on the desk and be like, explain this to me. Explain how this is adequate.
Yeah.
And I was like, Brent is such a nice guy that him
that
calling someone out like that is delightful to me.
Well, I'm assuming they didn't have a whole lot to say about that.
They didn't.
No.
Probably not.
No. And then on the same day as the live podcast, we also had Stocks come out.
Stocks came out.
Wasn't as popular as we had hoped. And I think that's one of the things we learned as well is really trying to temper the mood of the community, find out what people are excited for and what they're not. And while I think things around speculating value and stuff like that can be fun, I think Stocks is just a little bit too almost abstract and too, you know, too taken out from the game to be really that fun. So maybe we can revamp that at some point as well.
There are a lot of committed players to it, though. We get quite a few support requests and players who like invest a lot in the stock market and love it.
A bunch of committed Vikings do it too.
Yeah, it's true. Very true. We have like in office competitions about who can get the most.
I wonder if Roger's stocks are still going.
I just remember Nick constantly complaining that his stocks never did well, and then everyone else posted their pictures, and it's like they were doing great.
Yeah, and poor Nick.
And then we'd make fun of him for choosing poorly.
Yeah, that's true.
You know,
he's just really bad at the stock market. You can't blame him.
He shouldn't invest.
He should not.
S&P 500. No. He should stick with it.
No. We should make a Yo World fan page for Nick and call it Nick's Picks, and whatever he picks, players just choose the opposite.
Yeah.
Oh, that's actually the first one I did.
Short sell whatever Nick's picking.
Yeah. Well, that was the thing. We had a presentation at work about investing and, you know, that kind of stuff. And they were telling us that the experts, oftentimes, they do less well than a general pick in just a general fund, right?
Yeah.
Picking specific stocks and stuff is often a losing strategy. So it's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
You know
about
the stock picking cat?
The stock picking cat, he's beating out the analysts in the industry. That's right.
Yeah. Because the cat's just like, here's a random thing.
Pick one.
Yeah. That's why I invest in everything and then just, you know, temper the storm. And once it goes up, you sell it. And if it's down, you just wait for it to go back up again.
I mean, I think that there's some stuff that people can choose that will perform well. Mm-hmm. But the other thing is it's not for the average person, right? And maybe that may be where we went a little bit astray with Stocks in your world is that stock picking isn't for the average person necessarily. Like you look at, you know, stuff that's happened in the real world stock market where, oh, if you had bought this stock 3 months ago, you could have made a lot of money. Mm-hmm. But that assumes that you are capable of buying 100,000 shares at $500 a share.
And you're willing to take that risk too, right?
Right.
So that's the thing. Like there are some players.
That is the other side of it. I'm like, you have to be willing to risk the money.
Yeah. If you knew for sure, then sell your house, put your money into the stock market, get it back, buy a better house. You know? But that's never a sure thing. And so, yeah, I think there's some players that really love numbers, and there's some players that spreadsheet everything that happens to them in the game and all that kind of stuff. And that's awesome.
My people.
Yeah. That's awesome. It really is. But obviously what we want to do when we launch features is hit as many people as possible, in the interest level. So,
But as we've said, you know, we try as much as possible. Yep. And do new things that are sort of experimental and just learn from those things.
Well, right? The beautiful thing about Yo World is that it's a virtual world and anything is possible. So, you know, we try lots of different stuff and see what happens. And, you know, if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. But, you know,
Siri's here to help.
Siri's here to help. No, but we get to try all kinds of different stuff. And if it doesn't work out, you know, that is what it is. But, you know, it's interesting to try and see what works for players.
Oh, and at least we tried and at least we learned.
Exactly.
August 21st. You wanted to say that, didn't
it's
you?
It's okay. I've been ing for a little while because I'm trying to cut in. No, go ahead. You do it. I'll tell you.
Sass. We're making all the sass.
So August the 21st of 2015, we introduced lock codes. Which are just another step of security. I have them on my account too.
Me too.
Me too. I also put a picture of my dog in the lock codes. You know, because we asked players to submit their pictures of their pets on the forums. We picked the ones that were most unique.
I like when I get the squirrel.
And visually distinctive. I don't know who has a squirrel, but cool stuff. So every time I go into the casino or whatever and I'm going to bet, a picture of my dog pops up.
You're like, oh, my dog.
My dog. Yeah. That's nice.
Haley's rat. Is mine.
Oh, there you go. Nice.
Mine is a random dog. I didn't know any of the dogs. Sorry. And if anyone knows my parents' garage code, then you know my lock code.
Oh.
So good luck.
Yeah, congratulations. Now your parents are going to rip you off.
Yeah,
that's true.
Or I can decrypt your lock code in the database and then go steal your parents' car.
You have to know where my parents live, though. You get into their house. If you get into the garage.
Speaking of lock codes, I was actually at the Children's Museum with my kids not that long ago here. And they had one of those like lock pads on the door. Yeah. And it was one of those like from a video game situation where you're like, oh, I see what your code is. Because, like...
It was worn down?
The numbers 1, 2, 3, and 4 were really worn down.
Oh, my gosh.
And you're like, are you kidding me? And I'm like, they were probably crappy. And they're like, oh, it's 4, 3, 2, 1.
Yeah, that's true. We're like, 2, 3, 4, 1. We're like, no one's going to get it.
Yeah.
Did you know that the most worn down number is the first number in the combination?
Yeah, that makes sense. Cool.
Yeah. I learned that from Splinter Cell.
Nerd. So yeah, that's our 1 or 2 years ago in Yo World history for the month of August. That was super cool. It's kind of nice to like reflect on a lot of the things and
see how far we've
if
come.
If we look back, if next year we look back over this year, we're gonna be like, oh my god, so many big things.
Yeah, we did so many things.
That was just August. That's
was
crazy.
Just August.
And we're gonna do the same thing for content in just a minute. So get hyped.
Hype.
Podcast hype
train.
Yeah, it's really interesting. I always forget about half the stuff we've done. It seems like it's not been so long since we took the game over, and it feels like we haven't changed it that much. But when we actually look at the list of stuff we've actually done, it's massive list of stuff.
If you look back 2 years of what the game was even then, right? Like, just the UI overhaul, for example.
Yeah.
We've talked about this recently. Like, you look back at the old UI, and you're like, oh. The
stability.
Game used to look like that.
Yeah.
Stability is such a big thing.
Yeah.
Like, our uptime is so much higher than it used to be.
Yeah. Even something like black space decorating and black space walking changes the game quite a lot.
Yep.
And players really seem to have taken to it. So that's awesome.
Do you guys remember before clothing layering was a thing?
Yes.
Clothing
layering made the game so much better.
Do you remember playing the game before clothing layering? Because I really don't.
Or saving outfits.
Oh, man.
That's all stuff that, like, I couldn't even imagine the game without it.
Yeah. Saving outfits was one of the biggest things of all time.
Yeah.
Because now I have, like, I probably have 20, 25 outfits saved at this point. And if I had to change into those by individual pieces all the time, I would never change costumes.
Yep.
Yeah.
But now I'll, like, show up at parties and I'll be like, boop, this costume.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, I'm pretty confident what happened is when Greg originally made Yeovil, you know, he was planning to update it with all kinds of new features and stuff like that. He just wanted to get it out and see what it would do. And then, you know, Zynga offered to buy it from him. So he sold it to them. And then they started directing a huge amount of people towards it. So in that situation, what they tend to worry about is things like, you know, the people that were sending to the game and paying to come to the game, you know, are they sticking around? Are they enjoying it in the first little while? Yeah. So they would do a lot of things around features to get people to stay in the game for the first little while and all that kind of stuff. They wouldn't tailor a lot of their efforts towards the people that have been been playing for years. Whereas we tend to, I guess, tailor more towards people that have been playing for years,
yep.
because those are the long diehard fans that kept the game alive for this long, and we have a huge appreciation for them. And now that we're kind of, we've upgraded the game to a certain extent, we're going to kind of go back and try and make the first few days of the game for new players exciting so that players can have more people to play with.
It's been a constant improvement.
Yes.
All the time.
Always.
So
speaking of art things.
Yeah.
Speaking of art
things. Art updates.
There, you got your word in edgewise. Now back to me.
I'm keeping it rolling. I'm keeping it going. We got a lot of stuff to get through.
We are currently in the middle of the theme park theme.
Amusement park.
Amusement park.
Yes, that's right. It's amusement park.
AAP 2016.
Yeah, because theme park is more of a UK Canadian English thing. Thanks to Jamie for finding that out for us. So it's your world, and there's a second secret portion of the map that nobody has seen yet. Ooh. That we are working on right now. So when that unlocks, it will become visible on the map.
Enticing.
Yes. It will be really wonderful and great and fun.
Cool. That's it. Kind of short current art updates. But yes. We're also at the beginning of a theme. So
There's other stuff happening, and there's going to be announcements coming on the forum, so keep an eye out for them. We've got a lot going on in the month of August, and then going into September, we have the beginning of fall, and we will be going directly into Halloween mid-September.
I'm so excited.
And Halloween is everybody's favorite time of the year around here, because it is the best time of the year in your world.
It's true.
Players love it. They have so much fun. We have so much fun.
Our artists have so much fun.
It's gonna be great.
We have some plans. Yep. I'm getting a suggestions thread up sometime in the next week or so, because may as well get on that early.
Yep.
And we'll have some fun.
Cool.
And then 1 year ago in your world art history.
Maybe two.
Take it away, Trevor.
Oh, I'm gonna do this one? Nice. So this is actually 2 years ago. August 6th, 2014, BVG's first non-avatar release, which is like a decorating release. So it was on August 6th. It was just a few days ago. 2 years ago.
Do you remember that? When we first took over, we only released clothing.
Yeah, yes. No, that was right, because we the systems that were used to actually put items in the game and so on didn't come with the game. That was excluded.
Does anybody remember what our first ever release was?
Didn't we release a whole bunch of unreleased stuff?
Previously unreleased items. Yeah.
Previously unreleased was, you know, players really wanted that stuff. And it had
stuff that had been exploited into the game before we took it over.
Yeah.
So we were like, it's out there. We might as well allow everyone to have access to it.
And it tied the players over for a time until we could actually start making our own stuff as well. And
we had such a small team.
When our art team was like four people or something?
Two people, I think.
Two.
Yeah. Shane and Sean.
Three.
Oh, Dan as well. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, but it was a very small team, and, you know, we were experimenting with, you know, making items in 3D modeling software, which turns out to be incredibly expensive. So we don't do that anymore. you know, and also figuring out how your world system for the avatar and the layering of items and how items interact with each other is incredibly complicated as well. So it did take us some time to get that.
We're still figuring it out from time to time.
Yeah, there's
still pieces.
Yeah, it's like a weird esoteric, like Indiana Jones, pick the right goblet type situation, you know.
And it took us a long time, and this is something that we're very open about, but it took us a long time to really sort of understand what it was players wanted.
Yeah. Well, the thing is that a lot of times when players aren't happy with something, they can very easily tell you that they're not happy, and you can see they're not happy, but it's not always easy to determine what will make them happier.
Yes.
You know, people aren't always able to communicate exactly what they want.
Yep.
You know, for even something as simple as, you know, themes aren't the right length. This is not a full theme. This is not a full theme. We debated for a long time about what a full theme actually meant, and we went through multiple surveys just to really try and get a handle on what the community defined that as, because there's no your world dictionary that defines these terms.
We still go over that feedback, and one of the things that we talked about, I don't remember if it was the last podcast or the podcast prior, it was last podcast, where we talked about the discount on the UK items, and the really positive player feedback that we got for discounting the old UK theme. And that feedback was from a year ago, and Gary may remember that we ran a survey asking players to stipulate what they believed were staple themes, right? And that was probably a year ago, maybe a little bit longer, but we held on to that information. We figured out what staple themes were. So when we did our UK release, we took the UK theme that had been previously released in the game, and we put it on a discount without expiring it. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. And players were a little confused at first, so we just told them, you know, based on your feedback, you see this as a staple theme. It's not a theme that we're ever going to retire.
Yeah.
But we want people who are new to the game to still have access to the old UK stuff so they can build out full UK themes. And it went over really, really well with players because we had taken that feedback from them, right?
That's why Russian Circus is on sale right now.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because it ties directly into the amusement park.
It's true. Also, weird fact, did you know that Russian Circus launched exactly 3 years ago?
No way. Nope.
Yeah.
Interesting.
August 9th, 2013. Huh. Apparently, we just have really good timing.
We do have really good timing. Yeah. Yeah.
Exceptional.
Yep. Yeah. We did it.
On August 7th in 2014, we released permanent skins for the first time.
Permanent skins. Mm-hmm.
Skins that were previously only rentable.
Oh, okay.
Were released. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Stuck around for a while.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So nice. The players could buy and keep them.
The rentable stuff isn't super great value for money, as it were. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we thought, you know, why not? Why not let people have it?
If you're
going
to pay for it, just keep it. Yep. Yeah. We don't need to give it back.
There is a part of me that understands exactly why the rentable stuff existed.
Yeah.
But it's not really something that we like to get into.
Yeah. And I mean, the thing is that the concept, just on a base level of looking at the world and how the world works, the fact of you could rent skin is a little weird.
Yeah.
It doesn't make a lot of sense.
It sounds kind of creepy.
Yeah.
Also.
I mean, if you bought like temporary tanning spray or something like that to turn yourself a certain color, that would make more sense. But the renting stuff didn't really make sense.
Or if you did, you know, costume rental, for example.
Yeah.
Costume rental for Halloween and parties like that.
And it's interesting. When we first released permanent skins, players, you know, were a little upset. They said, this is too expensive. We don't understand the value. Renting is a lot cheaper. But then I think after a while, when they did the math and figured out how long it would have cost them to rent this stuff, you know, it became a lot more affordable.
And especially the big thing is permanent skins, when combined with layering and some of the other stuff that we've done, have allowed for really creative opportunities.
Yeah. Once
we
figured out how to do really cool patterns with the skins, not just plain colors, it got really
interesting. Because originally it was just a hex code to change the color of the skin.
Yeah.
And then our very own Chicken Fingers took it upon himself. I think the first skin that we did that was multi-tonal was the Farmer's Tan skin.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
I asked him to do a Farmer's Tan skin. He's like, I don't know if we can do that. And then he took a couple hours and figured it out.
Yep.
And now we can do multi-tonal skins.
Can we do like lizard skins and stuff?
Yeah.
Skin
super whatever. Cool. Yeah. Like the mermaid skin's really cool too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The leopard skin will be really important for my Thundercats costume this year.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Is that what you're gonna
do? Oh, man. Halloween's coming up.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun.
Another Gary costume.
Yeah.
What? What do you mean?
Gary classically has wonderful costumes that upset me.
They're terrifying and upsetting, but not like in the classically terrifying
way. He dressed up
like
a baby last year.
And ran around with a soother in his mouth.
Yeah.
It's like making weird soother noises.
Gary looks so confused. Like, you look upset that we're terrified by your costumes.
No, you but knew it's like that we were terrified because I watched you chase one of our devs around in circles.
That's his goal.
He's playing coy right now. He knows that he's scared.
There is no reason why an adult man dressing in a baby costume would be terrifying. It could be weird. It could be a little, I don't know, insidious maybe.
It's upsetting.
But it's uncomfortable. I don't know why it's so upsetting.
Yeah.
For me, it was the soother noises.
Yeah. Well, I did like to go up behind people when they were working at their desk and then make soother noises right in their ear.
Yeah.
I wasn't there for Halloween.
He ran around with a soother in his mouth, sucking on it so that you'd get the like,
I actually,
right?
I might wear a costume this year. Because I haven't worn a costume the past 2 years in a row, and I may try and out-Gary Gary.
Well, I'm going to out-Gary myself
year,
so we'll have to see what happens.
Yeah.
The competitive nature in me just went, I'm going to beat you both.
Yeah.
So now I'm going to beat you both and lose my job.
I'm going to be sick on Halloween by the sound of it.
Perfect.
It sounds terrible.
Good.
And then August the 13th, the Royal Throne theme started.
Nice.
Lots of lessons learned there, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And problems that have since been solved.
Yeah.
Like capes.
Yeah, and the shields.
Yeah.
Yeah, the layering on the shields was difficult as well.
Oh, man. Absolute back, absolute front, back.
Because I remember Sean did some really nice shields, and then we just couldn't launch them because we couldn't figure out how to get them to layer properly.
Yeah.
And we also learned that people don't really care for traditional weaponry type stuff.
Nope.
For some reason, people do enjoy guns in the game and things of that nature.
And swords occasionally, but...
Yeah, but nothing like the range at which we offered in that theme. So we definitely learned.
But then what we learned is people do like them. Mm-hmm. As long as we make them fantastic.
Yeah.
Right? Like, if you add a fire effect or a glowing effect or something that makes them look special, then, you know, people tend to respond a lot better to them. Yeah. So we've learned so much, like, over the course of
That's kind of what this segment was here for.
Yeah.
And it's funny because you guys, like, for the art list that you guys put together, there are so many things that are not on this list that I would have included on the list.
That happened in August, though?
No.
That's the problem. See, there you go. Then in September, it's going to be a whole...
See if players like this. We'll do a September one, too.
Sure. I have a feeling players are going to like this segment.
The October one's going to be the best.
Oh, man. We released Halloween items.
Yeah.
And then a year later, we released Halloween items.
Well, one of the things that has become a tradition, I don't know if we'll actually have anything this year, but the last 2 years, Halloween has brought updates to how we handle costumes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And last year there was a development update that opened the entire world of costume design for our costume artists, because we added the ability to put transparency into costumes.
Yeah. Say, don't spoil it yet. Save it for October.
What? No, that was last year.
Last year.
I know, but we could save it for October.
We can talk about it again.
Okay.
Trevor, it's okay.
Relax. And then August the 5th of 2015, contemporary summer theme.
Yeah.
Whoosh.
August 10th in 2015, we released the Steampunk Decorating Contest.
Mm-hmm.
Steampunk does not feel like it was that long ago either.
Yeah.
That was a year ago.
We did it again, didn't we?
No, that was the second time.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, right? Right? That was my reaction.
Thus proving Jess's point.
Yeah. August the 12th, 2015, that renovated apartment was released.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
That second apartment.
I didn't know it was that recent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's basically just a second home that looks like your apartment, but isn't in Alton Towers.
Mm-hmm. But it's got high walls.
And buy more of them.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Woo.
And then finally, in August 18th of 2015, the Fairy Tales 2015 theme launched.
Fairy Tales also does not seem that long ago.
Mm-hmm. No. Nothing seems that long ago.
I know. It's crazy.
Cool.
Art. Art all over the place.
That was a fun segment. I really liked that a lot. Especially me, because I only came on at the end of last year to get all that. Like,
the memory lane is a lot of fun.
But like, I don't even have those memories, but I enjoy going down that lane
but
with you.
But now you have the opportunity to make all new memories.
Aww.
So and sweet you can today. See, like, how recent things really
are. I gotta stop
really
hitting
are.
The table.
Yeah, Jacob's in a little wheelie chair.
The sound guy's gonna come in here with a baseball bat and start hitting me.
We got new chairs in our podcast room. And
yeah, and I keep swinging
the arms hit
but
the
I
table.
Actually, if I lower the chair, it should be fine.
There you go.
That's how does do? I don't know.
So on our last episode, we asked you guys, what are your favorite Yo memories from the last year? And you gave us some answers. And we would love to go through them right now.
We're going to read a couple.
So Amy Pond says, do you even have to ask? The freaking amazing disappearing TARDIS, of course. Which I'm also a fan of that release.
I don't know what she's talking about. I haven't seen it.
No. It was like a few weeks ago.
It disappeared.
Oh, I know. I got it as I was in the middle of that sentence. And I was like, well, I got to commit to this sentence now. He gave me this look that was like, you should be so mad at yourself.
You should be as mad at yourself as I am at you. So Viola Ray Gold says, some of the best were the Viking parties I've attended. All you Vikings can be so amazing and cheerful, and that's just one of the many reasons for playing the game. And I also love the player design outfits from the costume or contests costumes. Those were great. I agree.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Those are fun. I like Viking parties.
Jeps.
That's me. CountryDude89 says, Oh, Country Dude, I'm so happy for you. My best Yo memory from the past year is finally getting a proper dinosaur theme that I've wanted for years. And with it being released only a mere week and a half or so before my real birthday, it felt like it was more than a coincidence. I remember how happy Country Dude was when we started doing the dinosaur park. Oh, so much fun.
Like, such warm and fuzzy feelings from this portion of the podcast.
This is the goal.
Autumn Glory says, best part of this last year, 6 weeks of Halloween. And I could not agree more.
Mm. Yeah, how many weeks are we going to get this year, Jacob?
Six.
Nice.
Seven too many.
Yeah.
Six is like the right number of weeks.
Six seems to be the sweet spot for Halloween and roughly four for Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's really interesting. I mean, I find that, you know, we always say, oh man, in Walmart, the Christmas is out in July again. Yeah. It's terrible. And we don't want to support that sort of thing. But then people see it in stores and then they start to ask for it.
Yeah. The thing that happened too, Halloween last year, one of the reasons that Halloween went well for us last year, quite frankly, is we had the 6 week stretch, but it was broken up into 3 2-week stretches of sort of mini themes that all kind of tied together.
And they were different, like, different parts of what Halloween means to different and people.
So the one thing that you will see the same this year from last year is traditional Halloween will always be the 2 weeks leading right up to the 31st. Mm-hmm. So you'll always have the traditional Halloween items. Players were concerned last year that we weren't going to do them. We're always going to do traditional Halloween, mm-hmm. guys. Always. It's so much fun.
It may not always be 2 weeks, but it's always going to happen.
Yeah. That's right. So Lainey says, best memory from the last year? Well, apart from Halloween, I love the Black's Place decorating. Yeah, Halloween went so well last year.
I know. I like it.
Interesting fact about Black Space decorating and Black Space walking. It was towards the tail end of developing the new user interface. Mm-hmm. And I asked Nick, I was like, Nick, can we do this? Like, is this even possible? And then he looked into it, and it was. And then we just kind of shoved it in
Snuck it in there.
Yeah. It was one of the best features about the new UI. And it was just, like, so appreciated, and people love it.
Mm-hmm. I was just trying to remember where I was for Halloween last year. Because I was like, I was out of the country. Where was I? I was in Seattle.
Oh. Because
I remembered working on Halloween.
Yeah.
While out of the country. Seattle. Yeah, it was at the Starbucks roastery in Seattle. I couldn't place the memory.
We talked about Merry Everlasting from across the country.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was fun.
It was fun.
It's a good place to work, actually.
No doubt. So, Starsha Sparkles HTC says, my favorite two memories. Sorry, I have two.
Don't be sorry.
No, I like it. Yeah. One was when a friend gifted me $1,000,000 last year for my birthday. That's really sweet of your friend. And when I bought two seasonal costumes I had wanted for a long time.
Nice.
There's nothing better than wanting something and finally getting it.
Mm-hmm. Also being gifted $1,000,000.
I feel like
that's probably a good feeling too. Yeah.
That would be great.
I wonder if those are related memories.
If one of you guys could gift me $1,000,000.
One day, I hope to.
That would be awesome.
We've talked about this before. Gary accepts bribes. As long as they're in the millions.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. If I'm going to get fired for taking a bribe, it's going to be a good bribe.
It's going to be like a good
retirement amount of bribe.
Exactly.
Quite frankly, like a bribe that would pay off your house is probably good enough.
Yeah.
Because then you're like, whatever, I'll go get like a job that doesn't pay very well. I don't have to pay rent or anything.
Yeah, it's true.
Although property taxes.
So I know that Jacob has a lower amount of bribe. So sorry, Gary. But if you have a better offer on the table, let me know.
I'm just saying that I can get more done with my bribe.
Well, I'm just saying you've got to be able to pay off my house. I didn't say what the value of my house is. What if I want an $8 million house?
That's a good point.
Yeah, it is a good point. That's why I made
it. We'll talk about this later.
Yeah, we will.
Here's the thing. If you bribe Jacob, you can get certain content made. If you bribe Jess or Trevor, you can maybe get some Yocash on your account. Mm-hmm. But if you bribe me, you can change the face of your world. I will put your face on the loading screen for $1,000,000.
Wow.
Not a problem.
I would honestly do that for like $12.
You would have to get it by Gary, though.
No.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm. No.
Maybe.
Well, I'm going to be watching you now, so you're never.
Because Dawn would do it for $6.
That's true.
I just have to slip it to Dawn.
Well, once I noticed that it would get reverted. So if you want it to stay, then I'm going to require it.
That's a different story.
Welcome to the Your World Broadcast. Milky says, my favorite memories happen in a series of tiny moments that led to one big moment: the realization that we're here to stay. It started when better products were released, watching us climb the ladder each month on top grossing apps, getting the UI update, having the server migration, implementing the VIP program, and knowing there is only more to go. I think it's hard to measure up to the passion Yos have, but the Vikings stepped up to the challenge and are just as passionate. Watching all of us grow and change the game for the better together is an incredible thing to watch. Cheers to this year and many more to go.
Well, that's just lovely.
That was a really, nice,
really nice thing to say.
That was so sweet.
Like,
can we get this guy on the podcast and then get rid of Jacob?
Yeah, I'd be done for that.
I don't know what's happened, but I don't care for it. And now from Melancholia, which is the most perfect name to follow that up.
Yeah.
Favorite moment, memory, what?
My memories.
Favorite Yo memory from the last year, I'd have to say getting an answer after imploring to get a Halloween costume for Samara from the Ring. I really could not believe the request got through.
I liked that costume. Mm-hmm. I liked that costume a lot.
It was creepy.
Patman Pedruno says, I also just love to chill and chat. My favorite moment was with Viking Haley and friends.
Oh, that's sweet.
I miss Viking Haley.
She was in the office like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. She was. She comes by and says hi.
She's like, it's hot outside. Let me in.
we all stay in touch with her. She's doing great.
Yeah. She has a cat. Mm-hmm. I know.
She's doing great. She's doing great. Colon. She has a cat.
Do you guys know what I care about though in my life? Like the cat is on.
She's doing great. She has a cat.
Are you allergic to cats?
Sure am.
Oh, that's what I thought.
I've never met anyone who's allergic to pets but loves them so much.
I know.
Yeah.
There are dogs in the office and I'm so allergic to them, and if I would just not touch them, I would be fine.
Yep.
But I can't not touch them.
Don't ever touch my dog.
They want pets all of the time.
Yep. My dog doesn't always want pets. She just wants to have fun.
No, she does just want to have fun.
Yeah.
Hey, girls just want to have fun. It's on record.
Yep. It's true. Hallelujah. Nice. IMHI says, my favorite Yo memory for the past year was celebrating my Yo friend's 1AJ IMHI birthday. I made a nice party room with music and invited all of our friends to come hang out. We told her that there was an awesome sale event and asked her to hurry up and jump to us. Of course, when she got there, we all yelled, surprise! We showered her with presents. She is such a good friend, and it was awesome to make her so happy.
That's fun.
That's adorable.
Cool. Like, and this is one of those things. Like, this is why Yo World is such a fantastic game, because this is not something that... This is something entirely player created. This is something that you guys did. It's incredible.
I love the idea.
Yeah.
I never would have thought to have, like, a Yo World surprise birthday party, but...
I know.
There you go.
So... Div CDR Ama, YFD, says one of my favorite moments is Momories. What is happening?
You're trying to say memories and moments
I know,
at the same
all the same time. Yomer Momories.
He's trying to say memories. That's what it is.
One of my favorite memories is the video of Jacob doing the Jacob dance. Thanks for that, Gary.
Yeah. Oh, you're welcome.
I remember that.
World's greatest gift. It's the gift that keeps on giving.
It's the gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah.
Because gifts are unlimited.
You know, people always give Jacob a lot of crap for being like the one who makes terrible jokes, but now that you're here, I feel like you're the one who makes them more often.
Uh-oh. Trevor, that's fighting words.
I know.
You're gonna be on Gary's blacklist forever.
Here's the thing. Yeah, you'll be back in a jiff.
Hey.
Boy.
Here's the thing. I do make jokes. You know,
I make jokes.
I have made a joke on occasion, but Jacob makes bad jokes. You see, whereas my jokes are funny. That's the difference.
Well, see the thing.
That's subjective.
Here's the thing. The jokes I make that are bad, I make knowing they are bad because they make me happy for how unhappy they make you.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. So also, they tend to be puns.
You're just feasting on my misery is all it is.
Yes. I appreciate your jokes, Gary. I'm just giving you a hard time.
That's fine.
We'll
talk about this after the
married
podcast.
Married life bickering. All right. So Country Dude 89 has one last comment in here, and he says, since you guys asked us what our favorite memories from the past year were, I'm going to ask, what are the Vikings' favorite podcast moments up until this point?
And how about the Vikings' favorite moment of overall from the past year?
Would you rather answer that?
Mm-hmm.
Or both?
We can answer both.
Yay!
To answer Country Dude 89's question, favorite podcast moment up until this point? There's actually a good number of them. I think that my favorite moment up to this point, unfortunately I'm going to steal it from everyone, is the food tasting that we did. There is a cut clip of us eating chicken that did not turn out, I think, the way the recipe intended it to.
Yeah. I also think you choked on it, which is,
you know. And I think it may have been more of a failing of my cooking than the recipe itself. Because there was something I didn't get that made that not turn out great. And we had quite the laugh.
Oh, I completely agree with you. All I remember is Gary running out saying, I'm going to pee myself laughing.
Yeah.
And that is my favorite part that has happened.
I think I ripped the microphone cord out.
You did. You tripped on it and almost died.
Yeah, that's
apparently
accurate.
I find that really funny.
That sounds like a very chaotic 2 minutes.
Jess actually tried it. And the sound guy tried it too.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did force him to do that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He did not care for it either. And then my favorite moment overall from the past year had to have been Halloween of last year. We had so much fun with it.
Yeah.
And it's not even a moment. It's like 6 weeks of extended moments. But the Merry Everlasting stuff that we did in particular, jumping into the game in character.
Oh, super fun.
And like the cryptic puzzle stuff that we did where players were trying to figure out exactly what was going on. and all of the associated content that we made for it, like the
newspapers,
the pictures, and the, you know, the paranormal pet
and that
case
Mary
files and everything,
costume, and the
it was a lot of fun.
We love storytelling.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mine was April Fool's. Specifically, actually, my favorite part was the day before when we did the loading screen on the last day of March. And nobody understood. And I got to run around saying, hey, guys, we got you early.
I think my favorite moment would have to be, I was going to say it was like the crayon theme, but I think it was like it was when you and Nick and I've talked about this on the podcast before, but when you and Nick and I, we put on the crayon body costumes and then we're just doing player actions,
like random actions.
And then that coupled with probably when Jacob was using the bouncy castle with the rage face. Was another
funny, good
moment.
Bouncy castle with the rage face makes me so happy.
I think that's why it's my favorite moment, is because I knew that you probably were just losing your mind. And we were not in the same room at the same time, but
and it was Jacob bursting into uncontrollable laughter.
I think I laughed for 5 minutes straight.
Oh, it was a good laugh.
He's so angry to be bouncing.
Oh, dear. So for me, I guess I don't have a specific podcast moment or even really a specific moment in general, but taking like ideas for how to improve the game and take them through conception to, you know, putting them down on paper, getting everyone to buy into the idea that players will like it, and then actually implementing it, actually going through the whole thing, seeing how it works, and then launching it, and then not having the first 2 pages of responses saying either I don't get it or I hate this, and instead getting like rave feedback is a really good feeling that I enjoy each time it happens.
It's so that anticipation, you're like, here we go.
And there's certain things that you know are going to be kind of contentious because they're a little bit different, or maybe they take away an old thing and add a new thing, and you're kind of like,
major changes always do that, just because sometimes people are like, this is different and I'm uncomfortable with it.
Or maybe they don't understand the genesis of it, or you know, they haven't seen the full feature, like they haven't seen all the rewards yet or anything like that. So you know, it can, you know, it can be disheartening obviously sometimes when you're like, put your heart into something and then it's like, oh, we don't like this, but usually after a couple of days people kind of come around. But when it goes like smoothly right from launch, it launches properly, it doesn't break, it doesn't kill our servers, it performs as we expect it to, and players like it, that's the best moment for me.
Oh, it's amazing. I agree with that one. And it's really neat, because in the early days it would always be, well, I don't understand this, what are you people doing, blah blah blah, and now we see a lot more of, hey, we understand that, or hey, can you change this? And it's really nice to see, instead of just rage and anger, that we've changed something. Good feedback to tell us how to make it better.
Earned players' faith, right? Because they now believe that we are acting in what we believe to be everyone's best interest.
It's true.
Instead
it's
of being
nice.
Like, hey, you guys changed this and now it sucks, it's, hey, you guys, you changed this, kind of cool, but can you change this one part, or did you mean to change it like this? Because it kind of means this happens. And we're like, oh, you know, we didn't account for that, or oh, we didn't know that was broken, so we'll fix that up for you.
It's really neat. I like it.
Cool. Thanks very much for sending in your Yo memories and for sharing that little bit of sunshine with us. It was nice.
I know. This is turning into a really feel-good podcast.
I know. The warm and fuzzy podcast.
All right. So I am all out of time, I'm afraid, guys. So I'm going to head off. But thank you very much for having me for this awesome 50th podcast.
Thank you. Thank you for coming in.
Not a problem. I really enjoyed it. And it was fun taking a trip down memory lane. You guys enjoy the rest of the podcast.
See you in another 25, buddy.
Another 25 podcast. maybe before that, maybe. Yeah, but in any case, I'll be definitely checking out on Friday whenever. Everyone's listening.
Yep.
Cool.
We
awesome.
Continue to have special guests, so hooray.
Yay.
Hooray. All right. Have a good one.
All right.
Thanks,
Gary.
Bye.
See ya.
Bye.
Now that Gary's gone, let's get into trouble.
Yeah. So we have some postcards here
that
we have received in the last few weeks. And I'm wondering if you guys want to help me read them off.
All right. So I've got one here.
Yeah.
From Pismo Beach. And it is from... person. It's from Lainey.
Oh,
who's
nice.
On summer vacation.
Nice.
So she came all the way over to California.
I like it when people send postcards from where they're on vacation.
From San Luis Obispo. And she said, hi there, from Lainey, summer vacation. I'm sending you a postcard from Pismo in the sun, on holiday from Scotland and having so much fun. Oh, she rhymed it too.
I like Lainey poems.
I know, she always does rhymes. Awesome. I also have another one here from Lainey. So I'm going to probably just segue into this one. This one is from Morrow Bay, She says, "Hi there. Thought I'd send another postcard from our trip across the pond. I sent you a pic of a giant rock. It's not placeable." I like that. From Lainey.
It's a very genuine laugh.
I know. I really liked it. I was like, it was a genuine laugh because I was like, hey, look, a Yo World reference. I like that. Thank you very much, Lainey.
I don't have any from Lainey, but I do have one from XF Lisa.
Nice.
Who has sent us a postcard that she has made herself out of Yo World.
Nice.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. She says, "Greetings from Mount Rushmore." And she says, "On to Mount Rushmore. There seemed to be a problem with one of the presidents. Every so often, we'd see an explosion. Lots of other tourists here. The state police are nice. Having a wonderful trip so far." That must have been during our road trip thing.
Yeah,
that's adorable.
Yeah.
I like your postcards, XF Lisa.
And the reference to the dynamite making the Mount Rushmore. I like that. Very creative.
Well played.
I have another one from XF Lisa. We'll just jump right into it. XF Lisa, actually on the other side, this one says, "See beautiful Minnesota." And it's got another road trip theme kind of thing, too. It's got
Minnesota.
The avenue and the gas station there.
I like when people make custom cards.
And the big ball of string, too. This one says, "Greetings. Started our number one summer vacation through Minnesota. Saw a lot of wildlife and a very big ball of yarn. Beautiful trip so far. Having a great time. XF Lisa."
I think that one was supposed to come before mine.
I think it might have been. But
that's
we'll just do it in our heads.
Yeah, it's fine. All right, I have another one from Buttercup, and it's a bunch of sumo wrestlers.
Oh, boy.
And I kind of like it. So she says, "Sure would love one of those t-shirts. Extra large, please. I like it baggy. Love ya." Well, Buttercup, this is the best way to get yourself a chance at a t-shirt.
Nice.
So thanks for the postcard.
Hopefully
right. We'll see you drawn one day.
Cool.
Okay, it's time to do postcard draw. Here we go.
Hey.
Yeah.
So, do you want to do the honors?
So, let's shake it up. Here we go. Drum roll, please.
Hey. Yeah.
Bucket, docket, 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 docket.
And
the winner is, of the first t-shirt, XF Lisa.
Hey.
And this is convenient because I am wearing my Pens hat.
Nice.
And this card says, "The Pens are doing very well so far. Congrats, go Wings, XF Lisa." Well, thanks, Lisa.
I thought for a second it was a moment
I'm
just
going
read.
To drink out of the Stanley Cup that we won this year.
Oh, boy. Yeah, that postcard was sent before the Stanley Cup final had ended. Yikes.
However, it was sent after the Pens stopped being terrible because they started the year real bad.
Yep.
And then I bought this hat in the first round of the playoffs because I was hedging my bets. I was like, "We're looking real good, boys. Time to buy a hat.
This is the final push. I'm going to buy a hat. Help him out."
This is a really comfortable hat. Okay. And now it's time to draw the second postcard.
Okay, here we go.
What was that?
Thanks,
was
like, strong man.
I was just... I started committing to a drum roll sound, but I realized I couldn't do it. I'm actually going red in the face. I'm embarrassed in front of the two of you now.
T-shirt winner number two.
This one's from Berkeley.
That's not the player
name.
That's
California. However, there is no player name on it.
Oh,
okay.
Let's find out what the player is.
Yep.
This highlights the need to put both your player ID and your player name on your postcards when you send them in. Please and thank you. So, the winner of this t-shirt is Wild YM.
Nice.
Woo.
Wild YM.
Yep.
Will you write that on there so we don't forget?
From Berkeley, California.
Yes.
This one says, "Greetings. Love the company." And then a little heart emoji picture thing.
Aw.
Wild YM. So, awesome.
XF Lisa, Wild YM, please email us.
Mm-hmm.
We need your mailing info.
Yeah.
And your t-shirt sizes.
YoWorld@BigVikingGames.com. Just kidding.
You know what we
support
should do?
Support at YoWorld at contests.
No. We have a contest email now.
Yeah. So we have a brand new contest email at contests@YoWorld.com.
Contests, plural, contests@YoWorld.com. Please
I should have
email
let you
us.
Do that.
Yeah, you're so incredibly good at this.
So good.
It's fine. Contests@YoWorld.com.
/net.
Yep.
Sure. That.
Don't do /net.
.html.
No. Don't listen to Jacob. Don't ever listen to Jacob.
Well, that kind of negates the point of these podcasts.
.contest.php.
All right, so send us an email with your t-shirt size and your address, and we will be sure to send those along to you.
And I will read it.
And we actually have one more draw coming up.
We do at the end of this podcast.
At the end of the podcast. We're going to do a few more things just before that. I'm excited for this next section. Because we get to talk about something that we've added to the game recently.
You talking about Yo Tip of the Week?
Yo Tip of the Week.
Yo.
And some extra things.
And some extra things. So, we've kind of...
We're having a time here.
Oh my gosh.
You want to lead this one off?
It's fine. So, again, in the interest of giving players more information on these podcasts, mm-hmm. I thought it might be a nice idea to start a Yo Tip of the Week, or I guess a Yo Tip of the Podcast.
Yeah.
Because we don't do these every week. Where we highlight all kinds of fun things that you may not know about Yo World.
Or like tricky, like shortcuts or ways to do things faster.
Yo tips, no kidding.
We tend to see a lot of things in the forums. We take in a lot of information from all players, and sometimes what they come up with quite surprises us.
I know.
And will make it very helpful for everyone to hear.
But it makes your Yo experience a lot better. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, did you know that, Jess, you can save a generic or base outfit by equipping just your regular facial features and saving that into an outfit slot?
I do.
I mean, you wrote this.
I guess a lot.
We've talked about this in the podcast a couple times before, but that save outfit feature, if you have like a set of facial features or hair or like makeup that you like saving on your avatar or your Yo.
Yeah, if you use them in every outfit you ever make.
Yep.
You can save just that stuff.
It's faster than clearing everything.
It's so much faster.
Oh, it's so easy.
Yeah.
Because I'll change outfits, but I always leave like the base stuff. Mm-hmm. I actually use for my Yo. Sounds insane.
I think
my Yo has 4 different beards equipped.
Yep.
In order to get the beard effect that I want.
I will never ever get the beard effect that I want, both in the game and in real life.
Yep. My beard's looking pretty majestic right now.
Yeah,
actually.
It is.
Even though I trimmed it, like it's much shorter than it was, but it's...
If it's well-shaped, then it's good.
Yeah.
Somebody called it the Commander Riker.
Ooh, that's a compliment.
Yeah, that's a compliment.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Another Yo Tip of the Week?
You go for it.
Hey, did you know that when I wrote these, I was thinking of the old Bill Nye, did you know that?
Now you know!
For anybody who watched Bill Nye the Science Guy.
Bill Nye the Science Guy.
Have a real good trip down memory lane.
Bill.
All right, our next Did You Know That is, did you know you can use theme codes to search for any items that may have been included in a BVG-created theme?
Mm-hmm.
So every item we make has a theme code on it. It's usually 2 letters and then the year.
Yep.
And you can use those to search for, any item that came within that theme.
Yep.
Super neat.
And speaking of theme codes, Jess.
Ooh, segue.
Uh-huh. There is a brand new theme codes list of all BVG themes that we've done since we've taken over the game. That has a list of all the theme names and the theme codes that go along with it. And where can you find that, Jess?
In the Help Center. I did know that because I both wrote for this podcast plan and the Help Center.
I could have asked Jacob this all these questions, even though...
I still would have known.
I know. That's true.
Because I have a document in front of me that Jess wrote because she does a good job.
Yeah, go click Help above Yo World. You'll find the brand new Yo World Help Center, and I'm taking a lot of this credit, but Trevor did actually help me with the Help Center.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I helped with the Help Center.
Ooh. That was terrifying.
This is the kind of treatment I get here. There's a brand new Help Center. It has a lot of common questions that players will ask us, things that we can fix without even having to write in the email, which like makes my job and the other PHEs a whole lot easier.
Yeah, what Trevor's basically saying is he doesn't want to hear from you.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
I'm really not a fan of anyone.
That's correct.
I don't like talking to people. I don't like helping people. That's kidding.
A really weird way to announce that you're leaving the company.
Yeah, I was going to say he's talking his way out of his job right now.
No, it's a way for us to help you faster because that's important to us.
Like what Gary was saying earlier in the podcast, we don't want everybody to have to wait for an answer. Mm-hmm. If it's something that you can help yourself do, then help yourself with... Help yourself, with the Help Center.
Neat.
Shut up, Jacob.
I didn't say anything.
That was a joke from our new producer, which...
Mm-hmm.
Yes, from Richard?
Yeah.
He'll be around sometime. And the other thing with the Help Center is if there are items you'd like to see included, I can write new articles for it. No. So, like, if we see common questions or if somebody has something that they want to see in this help center, if we see common requests, we'll get them included.
Woo! Excitement!
So excitement!
I'm going to start a campaign for people to request more information about what Jess had for lunch.
I mean,
I want Jess to start a daily lunch blog on the help center.
If you generally follow the Viking Jess Instagram, it's almost all food and dogs.
Yeah, it's true. The food and dogs Instagram.
The food and dogs
Instagram. Thankfully, they are mutually exclusive.
Yes.
Sometimes it's dog food. No, I don't know if it's ever been dog food. Maybe one day, though.
You should just do a dog food post.
Yeah.
Hashtag dog, hashtag food.
I'm combining my two passions.
Yeah.
It's really sad that we don't have office cats.
Yeah. Not for the people with cat allergies.
I mean, have dog allergies.
They would hide everywhere, though.
It's true.
Yeah.
I don't actually think they're a good
idea. Oh, my God.
Idea.
We
I
could have
cats
ceiling
always.
Cats.
Just hiding in the ceiling? Watching you do stuff?
You know what's a great cat?
Mm-hmm.
Norwegian forest cat.
Are they found in the forest? Or are they like
my cat looks like cats. A Norwegian forest cat.
They are. So they are a forest cat. But the thing about the Norwegian forest cat is they can jump so high.
Yeah. That's like, where the similarities end.
Like... to an extent that actually, and we're talking cats to begin with, to an extent that doesn't even make sense. I used to cat sit for a Norwegian forest cat.
Yep.
And if you weren't careful, it was a 2.5-story house. He would just jump off the second floor.
What?
He would jump out the window to go outside.
Yeah,
and you're like, what are you
right.
doing? And he's like, my kind are from the trees.
And he goes, I'm out of here. And just jumps off.
Yeah. And you'd be like, oh no. And you look down and he's like, what,
I'm
dude?
I'm fine.
God, humans
grew
are so
up in the forest.
Dumb.
Yeah, that does end where the similarities end because Jess, if I remember
my cat's
correctly,
a little tubby, but she does look like a forest cat.
Yes, she just can't quite jump on the couch.
Not quite.
Yeah.
My parents have a Maine Coon, but he's like a small Maine Coon, and he is beautiful and wonderful.
There's a joke in there, but I can't like a
the podcat.
Okay, yeah, podcat. There I was thinking go. Like minor coon.
Mm.
But
actually,
that would be
you know,
the major
you know what's really
coon.
Funny?
Yeah,
I tried.
Gotcha.
Is their Maine Coon actually looks more like a Norwegian forest cat?
Hmm. They're not a dissimilar breed of cat.
No,
I feel like I kind of derailed this, and I'm sorry.
That's no, fine. It's fine.
Like, I have a plain,
how often do we talk about cats?
It's true.
Not enough.
I have a plain tuxedo cat, and she
I
is
like
fantastic.
Your cat.
Yeah, Scout. She's a killer. Not a killer. She's killer.
She's cute.
I used to have a cat, and then we had to give him away because my wife had cat allergies that got progressively worse.
Yeah, that can happen.
So we couldn't have a cat anymore. But thankfully, he actually now lives with Viking David.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I knew that.
And Viking David actually posts regular pictures of Aiden on the internet.
Aw,
that's cute.
And... so, you know, some of, even though he doesn't work directly on our project, some of our players actually know Viking David.
Mm-hmm.
One That's thing that they may light. Not know is how much he loves kitty cats.
Yep.
It's adorable how much he loves cats,
and
actually.
And he posts pictures of them all the time, too.
And, like, I couldn't think of a better person to adopt my cat because he loves him so much.
Yep. That's awesome. Aww.
Actually, I need to go over to David's
Say
house.
Hi.
Say hi to your
cat. At this point, like... David doesn't really hang out with people outside of work all that much. Just, I don't know why. Hates people, I guess.
He likes games a lot, too. He plays a lot of games.
Yeah, but I should just go over and see my kitty.
Do it. Don't
but
wait.
I'd be sad because then my cat would be like, who are you?
Yeah. Why did you let this strange man into our house, David?
No. He has two cats. Sam and Aiden.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of Viking David, he came up as an answer for our next segment, which I am so excited to go through. So we're going to play a little bit of Viking Feud.
Yeah.
Jacob, take it away with the Viking Feud theme.
This Viking Feud, here we go.
Here we go.
Yeah, that's it for the jingle.
That's it for the jingle. So, Viking Feud. The way it's going to work is a little bit different than Family Feud. For one, there's less Steve Harvey.
You made Jacob choke.
Number two is that the way the scoring is going to work is that we have selected... I guess I should just go over the whole thing.
Yeah.
So we gave all of the Yo World team a survey to fill out with a number of questions about the game and about each other. And we received actually about 25 responses back, which is pretty solid considering the team is like 30. So we're going to play a little bit of Viking Feud. And today we have brought in our friend,
the Sharer.
So really excited.
Who, this podcast is going out on Friday, right?
Yeah.
Yep. So on this podcast, we have the Sharer, and he is going to be having his own limited edition NPC released in the game today.
Oh, really?
Yep.
It probably has already been released.
That's
by the
awesome.
Time you hear this.
That's super cool.
Yeah. I'm excited to see it.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. He will be looking as nervous as he does when we record the podcast.
He looks terrified.
I like how you shocked him with that news just before we play the game.
So you know, by the way, Rick is the one who's doing your NPC, so he will do it justice.
Yes, I saw the name on that.
Yep.
He'll do it justice.
Awesome.
He's a good guy.
So we're going to play a little bit of Viking Feud, and the way this game is going to work is we have already sent out a survey to about 25 people on the Yo World team, and they have come back with their responses to some of our questions, both about the game and about Vikings that work on the team. We collected a lot of their answers, and what I'll be doing is I'll be giving you all of the unique answers, and you'll be trying to guess which one was the most common of all of those answers. Does that make sense?
Kind of, yeah. Okay. I've played Family Feud before.
It's kind of like Family Feud, but without teams, so you're working on your own. So when I give you the question...
I'm just a team of one.
Yeah, it's true. But there is no I in team. This is a bad bit. Let's keep going. So you'll be answering the questions on your own. I'll giving you answers, and you're going to write down which answer you think is the most common. So if you get the first most common answer, you're going to get 3 points. If you get the second most common answer, you're going to get 2. And if you get the third most common answer, you're going to get 1. I might bump those up.
I think that works.
Okay. Nice. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Trevor. Jacob just wrote, Trevor...
Oh,
is the worst.
The worst?
Yeah.
That's kind of what that looks like.
Yeah. Trevor, oh, the worst.
I mean, oh, it's true.
All right, so let's get started. So your first question is, and also actually the questions are going to be in front of you. There's a little handy link in your document that says.
Am I getting my freak on or my feud on?
You're going to get your feud on. If you click get your freak on, it's going to link you to Missy Elliott's
probably?
Get your freak on YouTube.
It's not a bad thing. Get your freak on. Get your freak on.
Coming now.
I don't know any of that song other than the get your freak on part.
All right. Question number one. We asked the Yo World team, name your favorite feature that was added to the game in the last year. The answers that were chosen were VIP, Home Manager updates, new UI update, black space decorating and walking, downloading outfit images, server migration, video ads, selfies, and casino updates. It's a lot of things that we added in the last year.
Yeah.
So, of these answers, I want you guys to select what you think was the most commonly selected answer from the Yo World team. And also, if you're playing right now in the game, I would super encourage you to join along because this will be a lot of fun. If you're going into parties and seeing everyone's answers and what they selected, and if you're playing with friends, you can keep track of all your points yourself. And then bragging rights if you win. All right. Does everyone have their answer?
Yep.
All right, Jess, you're first.
I think the new UI.
All right. Jacob?
Black space decorating.
Yep. Tashara?
I was going to say black space decorating as well. Can I do that? Are we allowed to have the same answer?
Yeah, you're totally allowed to have the same answer. Right. So,
especially if you like being right.
The third most common answer, server migration.
Weird.
I know.
All right.
Well, we have to remember that there are a lot of dev team.
If
that
a lot
this.
Of the dev team did that, they worked hard on it.
Yep. That was their favorite update. I'm happy about that.
It's a really fun update.
The second most common answer is black space decorating.
Mm.
So that's 2 points for both Jacob and Tashara. And the first most common answer, new UI update.
Yeah, buddy.
Nicely done.
I mean, Jess does have a natural sort
like
of advantage.
I feel like I have an unfair advantage in this. But.
This is like whose line is anyway, the points are made up. And it's fun.
Other than personal pride, yeah.
I got the slogan wrong.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah. Games are made up and the points don't matter.
There you go.
Hey.
All right, question number two. Tell us an acronym that you think is used in the game the most. We asked the Your World team, tell us an acronym that you think is used in the game the most. Your answers that they all selected were LOL, TYSM, which stands for thank you so much.
Oh, thank you so much.
HAGD, which, as many of our players will know,
Haggard.
Haggard is have a good day. And WTB stands for want to buy. Mm-hmm. ASL, age, sex, language. Classic expression in the internet, I think.
Isn't it location?
It is location.
Yeah, it is location. I said language, but my mind said location.
Wow, good work.
Thank you. And the last one is NTMU, also known as nice to meet you.
What about WTF? Why the face?
Why the face? No. Why the
face? I thought NTMU was not too much, you?
It was kind of a hard thing trying to figure out all
not
of these.
Not the manatee's understudy.
All right. I mean, you are not, so.
That always comes up.
Yeah. All right. Are we doing it?
Yeah. So select your answer. Lock it in. Are you locked in? Nice. I like this.
Locked in.
All right. Jacob, you're first.
LOL.
LOL. Jacob says LOL.
Yeah, me too.
LOL.
You all say LOL?
Yeah.
All right. Third most common answer. Thank you so much. TYSM. With 3 votes. Second most common answer. WTB. With 4 votes. Mm. And the most common answer selected by the Your World team is LOL with 11 votes.
I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense.
It's in a lot of context.
All right. Question number 3. For the record, it is 6 points for Jess and 5 points for both to share.
Oh.
Question number 3. We asked Your World team, besides Alton Towers, name a place in the game that you would expect to see a lot of players. The answers that were selected were Jacob's apartment, Vinny's diner, Viking parties, real estate office, casino, the Sky nightclub, sale events, and Jess's apartment.
Generally, the Viking parties and my apartment and or homes are kind of the same thing.
That's, I guess, kind of a good point.
But that's, like, to be fair, just do it outside of that context.
Yeah. Right?
No, I know. I know.
Yeah. Shall we?
We shall. Tashara, what do you have locked in as?
I'm going to go out on a limb here and say Vinny's Diner.
Okay. Jess?
I was gonna say the casino, but instead I'm gonna say Viking parties.
Okay. And Jacob?
Bruh!
Nice.
Viking parties!
All right. So, the third most commonly selected answer...
I'm gonna regret, aren't I?
...is casino.
Yeah.
Hey, well, yeah, your answer could be better. the second most commonly selected answer is Viking parties. So that's 2 points.
That's really interesting, actually.
And then the first most commonly selected answer... is the Sky nightclub.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Ooh. Which makes a lot of sense. It is actually a very busy place. Mm-hmm. So I'm very sure. Your limb that's, did not quite work out for you
right.
in that time.
That's all right. Took a risk.
Here's the thing, though. It's obviously Viking parties. The people who are answering not Viking parties don't go to Viking parties and have their game die.
It's true.
That's true.
Also, but these are answers from the Viking team.
Exactly.
I know.
And this is where Viking parties are where they go.
You got to get in the head.
That's where they see the most players.
You got to get in the head of the Viking team. Also, there was an answer, and I think this is Gary's answer that I want to bring up. I think Viking Gary answered the sewers. You can find a lot of good stuff in the sewers. So, thank you,
what
Gary.
Is he, like the Thénardiers from Les Mis?
I guess, yeah. It's like, Thénardiers, by the way.
I know. I have a really hard time not saying it in French.
And
so, I don't know how to say it in English.
Right. And I mean, correct you.
It goes all bad.
Yeah, no, I think Gary just kind of took the survey just to mess with me. So
sounds right.
We'll be getting some of his answers a little bit later on, too. All right, question number 4. Name a hair color that you think sells the most. We asked our players these answers, and they selected... We asked our players of Viking Feud.
Yes.
We asked our Vikings of these answers, which one you think is the one that sells the most. The answers are brown, black, platinum, ash, pink, purple, red, gray, and rainbow. So, take a second. And Jess, do you have an answer?
I do.
What do you got?
Rainbow.
All right.
I think that's what the Viking team thinks.
Nice. Jacob?
Platinum.
All right. Jacob says platinum. Tashara?
I'm going to go brown.
You're going to go brown. All right. Third most common selected answer. We have pink.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. With 2 votes. Second most common selected answer is brown.
Ooh.
Yeah. Nice job. 2 points for the share. And the third, or the first most commonly selected answer by the Your World team is platinum.
Yeah. That seems right.
All right. Question number 5. We asked the Your World team, name an NPC that is currently in the game. The answers that they gave us were Mary Everlasting, Bob, Vinny, Yonksy, Security, and Barbara. And keep in mind, we asked the Yo World team at the time that Yonksy was currently in the game.
Okay.
All right, Jacob, you have an answer for me?
Yeah, I'm actually going to go with Yonksy.
Okay. All right.
I also like the brush that I've chosen.
It's really fancy. Jacob is actually writing his answers on a little white, like a whiteboard app on his phone, or the notes app on his iPhone, I think.
I'm going Yonksy as
well. All right, Yonksy as well.
I want to say Vinny.
Okay. All right, so the third most commonly selected answer was Barbara.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
We added Barbara.
Yep.
So that makes a lot of sense.
Good old Barbara.
Yeah. The second most common selected answer with 4 votes was Yonksy. All right. So I'm keeping a little tally on my notepad here. And the first most common selected answer, as chosen by the Your World team, was Bob.
It's Bob.
Yeah. Sorry, Jess.
That's okay.
You've had a rough couple questions.
Fine. I knew it was either Vinny or Bob.
Yeah. Also, one answer was to Tex Critter, and I love whoever gave a shout-out to Tex Critter. I think that might have been Viking Nick.
Oh, Tex. Yeah.
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 Tex Critter is Viking Nick's favorite
ranch.
NPC. Yep. And also with the last question, I think Gary had answered Blurple for favorite hair color.
That sounds right.
Yeah. All right, question number 6. Name something that you would find in Vinny's diner. We asked the Orwell team this, and they gave us the answers Vinny, it's pretty obvious, balloons, stools, players, food, and a waitress.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. I think I'm on to share first for this one.
I'm going to go with stools.
All right.
I want to say food.
Okay.
I,
Mr. Jacob,
am going to say...
He's having such a good time with writing this down, Vinny. Very good. Okay. So, the third most commonly selected answer is indeed food. So, Jess, you got yourself a point.
Yay.
You're coming back.
I historically have not been very good at Family Feud.
That's okay. I am historically, as we discovered before the podcast, I'm not very good at Price is Right. So hopefully
I historically am very good at Family Feud, but only in so much as I'm very good at fighting with my family.
Oh, there you go. Next commonly selected answer, number 2, is stools.
Oh, yes.
Nicely done. And the most commonly selected answer by the Your World team of what you expect to find in Vinny's Diner is, in fact, Vinny.
Yes, because our team likes low-hanging fruit.
All right.
I was a little worried. I was thinking maybe Vinny was outside of the diner, and this was a trick question.
There is actually no waitress in Vinny's diner.
No, yeah.
I know. We asked the Your World team, besides smile, name one emoticon that you think is used the most in the game. And they gave us a lot of answers. The answers are big heart, hearts, cry, angry, drool, lips are sealed, kiss, not impressed, shocked, and sad. Be a lot of interest to choose from here, you guys. So, Jess, what do you think?
I think hearts.
Hearts? All right. Jacob? He's actually using them in the game,
yeah,
I think, right now. To see what they look like.
I am. Because I'm trying to remember them. I'm actually going to go with hearts as well.
Okay.
I haven't looked at it, but... I think it's...
Yeah.
Triple hearts?
Triple hearts. We all got hearts.
Here's my backup, though. Mm-hmm. Won't count for points, but cry is also
okay.
Up there.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right, so third most commonly selected answer was actually a 3-way tie with 2 votes apiece was kiss, drool, and angry. So shout out to those answers. the second most commonly selected answer, as chosen by the team, was, in fact, hearts. So you all get 2 points across the board. Good job, everyone.
Well, it's the one that's less than 3.
Yeah. That's true.
Yep.
And the most commonly selected answer, as chosen by the team, with just 1 more vote than hearts, was big heart.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. I think it just because it might be they haven't quite used it in the game
more
yet.
Hearts.
Yeah. Everyone goes for hearts. Next question. We asked the Yoworld team, name a Yoworld Viking that might be found working at 4 a.m. They gave us the answers Viking Drew, Viking Andrew, Viking Charlie, Viking Jamie, Viking Don, Viking Gary, Nick, and Trevor. All right, Jacob, what do you think?
Gary.
Gary. Tishara?
I'm going to say Viking Drew.
Okay.
Gary.
Yeah. Okay, so the third most commonly selected answer, Viking Jamie with 3 votes.
Yeah, that seems right.
Mm-hmm. Second most common selected answer, Viking Gary. And the most commonly selected answer is Viking Andrew. I think it's because he's a bit of a night owl.
He is a bit of a night owl.
Yeah.
But he doesn't send people messages at 4
That's correct. Jess and I are coming from a very specific place.
Yep.
And that place is Gary's insomnia.
Yep. Where he works at 4 in the morning because he just can't sleep, and then he sends people messages.
Yeah, basically, and Gary's been really clear, just so everybody listening, like players obviously aren't familiar with this. Gary's really clear. He's like, I will message you at 4 a.m., but I don't expect a response. It's just I'm up and I'm working, because what else is there to do at 4 a.m.?
When you can't sleep. Yeah. Yep.
All right. Second last question. We have, if one Yoworld Viking were to become a prime minister or become prime minister of Canada, who would it be? The team gave us the following answers. Viking Jacob, Viking Nate, Clinton, Gary, Jess, Trevor, or Viking Scott.
This is one of the hardest questions, I think.
Jacob, what do you got? Nate. Very nice. Viking Nate. Tishara, what do you think?
I'm going Viking Scott.
Okay. And Jess?
I'm going with Jacob.
Smart. Your performance review is coming up.
For the brownie points.
Yep. All right.
I went with Nate. I'll explain my answer.
I probably
the most diplomatic member of the team.
Yep.
Yeah. We'll get to that in a second. So, third most commonly selected answer, Viking Jacob.
Oh, go me.
Yeah, good job. I would be a little bit terrified.
You won third place in the prime minister.
That's good enough.
All right.
Made it on the podium.
Second most commonly selected answer is Viking Gary.
All right.
Yeah. And first most commonly selected answer is Viking Jess.
What?
Yeah.
What?
I guess.
Yeah. Sorry, none of us picked you.
Yeah. And there was, I think Viking Nate would make a fantastic prime minister.
I agree with that.
Yeah. Like, he's just diplomatic, great guy. All
he's
around,
a reasonable so dude.
I mean, you both would.
I think I would make a terrible prime minister.
I think you'd be the most likely to run, though.
It's true.
You've got the delusions of grandeur.
You've got the gumption to go for it.
Sure.
All right.
Gump being the operative word there.
Yeah. And.
Oh my God, that was such a my dad joke. That was so not funny. Don't you dare ever humor a joke like that again.
I won't. I promise not to next time. All right. Our last question. Which Viking artist, Yoworld or not, might one day work at Disney? The answers that we were given are Viking Shane, Viking Jasmine, Viking David, Viking Bianca, Viking Dan, who is our artist Dan.
Not QA Dan.
Yeah. Viking Sean, and Viking Travis. Tishara, what do you got?
All right. It was a choice between a couple of them.
Okay.
I'm going to go with Viking Sean.
Nice. All right. Bruh! Viking Sean too. Okay, we're all Viking Sean.
Yep.
This is also my own answer too. When I was putting the I didn't actually submit my answers, but when I was putting the questions together, it says art style. It totally is.
I know. And he just loves Disney.
It's true. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So third most commonly selected answer, Viking Bianca.
Yep, that makes sense too.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Second most commonly selected answer, Viking Sean.
Ooh.
Interesting.
2 points all around. Everyone.
Is one David? Is one David?
The most commonly selected answer by the Yoworld team is Viking Shane.
Oh, interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
It's really funny because stylistically that doesn't actually
make any sense.
But everyone loves Shane.
It's true.
Yeah. He's a happy guy too. I feel like he would enjoy working for Disney just because it's a happy place.
Oh yeah, probably. But his art style, like his personal art style, tends to be a little darker than that.
Yep.
Yep. Mm. All right. So we have our results. In third place, we have our special guest.
Which makes sense.
Yeah. With 15 points, it's Tishara.
I got some points. I'm happy with that.
You got a lot of points. It was pretty solid.
Woo.
In second place, just ahead of Tishara, we have Jess with 16 points. Very nicely done. Still a good score. And Jacob, who is now putting a winner sign on his face.
It says wiener, actually.
Yeah, it says wiener. With 21 points, it is Prime Minister Viking Jacob.
That brush is really nice. Mm-hmm. Like in this sketch app, that brush is really, really nice.
So if you guys are playing along with us in the game, I hope that you got quite a number of points.
Come to the Your World forums, post your points.
Yeah, post your score, post your answers for the questions.
I mean, you don't really know our team, so that's not really, but yeah. You know.
But I mean, you can make some guesses.
It'll be for fun.
Yeah.
Yep.
Cool. That was a lot of fun. There is one more question I want to bring attention to, and it was the what is your favorite theme? And of 25 surveys that were submitted, we had only one answer that was doubled. We had 23 unique responses, 24
subjective
unique responses.
Subjective nature.
That blew my mind.
The question that you skipped that I would actually like to know the answer to, tell us your favorite snack given out of the BBG office.
Yep.
I'm going to go with Honey Graham Balls.
Oh, those are good. I don't know what the other answers are, but that's my answer.
Another one being Caprese Skewers.
Caprese Skewers would be mine, but also Sunday Day.
Mm. This one I cut because there was a lot of unique answers. I didn't give you all of them.
Yeah. Chocolate bread.
That was actually pumpernickel.
That was the third most common answer. The second most common answer was Caprese Skewers.
Yeah.
And the most common answer was Honey Graham Balls with 3 votes. Like, it was 3-2 and 2.
Subjective nature.
But that's also how Family Feud generally works. Yeah, right? It's like, there was just so much distribution in the stats that.
And that's why I had so many questions on the survey.
Yep. Okay, so it is time for our final postcard draw.
Grand prize.
So for this one,
drum roll.
Well, for this one, we want to do something a little bit differently. It's not just a t-shirt with this one, it's going to be a whole prize package. So we have a few special things in there. And it's going to be some BVG swag. So, drum roll. Shall we? And howdy! From Texas!
That's a big postcard.
That's a huge postcard. Well, it's not crazy big, but
this is from May.
Nice.
And it says, season's greetings, y'all, from the great state of Texas. It's a sunny 64 degrees here. I wish it was that cold right now here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's hot here.
It's like roughly 100 here.
Yep. And we're going fishing this weekend. Wish you could be here, since this is Texas. It's the smallest postcard I could find, which is hilarious. See you around the yo from May.
Nice.
So congratulations May.
And to XF Lisa and to...
Wild YM.
Yes.
We did a team.
Wild WM.
Sure.
Thank you very much, you guys, for sending in postcards. We are still going to keep doing postcard draws on our podcast. So send us postcards and you could win yourself a BVG t-shirt.
Yep.
Signed
by our whole Viking team. So
we're going to have to order more shirts.
We are indeed going to have to order more shirts.
Ready?
I think that's it.
So that's it. For the 50th episode of the Your World Podcast, as always, like we've said 50 times before, you can like us on Facebook at facebook.com/YoVille. Hit us up on the forums at forums.yourworld.com. Need help? Reach out to us. Go ahead and click the help tab at the top and you can use the new help yourself.
The help center.
At the top, where you can get answers to all of your questions, or if you need a little bit more assistance, our player happiness engineers are always waiting to help you out. Sometimes they're helping other people and they're not waiting, but they'll help you out anyways.
Waiting, but they will help you.
Yeah. For the Your World Podcast, I am Jacob.
I'm Trevor.
I'm Jess.
And I'm the sharer.
Yeah, you are.
See you in another 50.
Woo!
Woo-hoo!
Hi! 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 Hi!